Our story begins in Alexandra's apartment, where Andrew has just arrived.
Well, I'm glad you showed up.
Did you give me any other choice?
No, I didn't. And remember, you are going to see Adriana later.
Oh, no. I didn't agree to that. Not whatsoever.
Memory or not, Andy, you need to realize you always end up doing exactly what I want.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
So, have you had any more memories?
No, not really.
Are you trying? Are you looking at pictures? Larissa took millions of pictures of the two of you.
I've seen them all, and I don't remember anything. Neither wedding, including the one where she tried to
not
kill...
Not now, Andy.
I've had dreams where I think I'm hearing Larissa, but I can't see her face.
I can't imagine losing a lifetime of memories. Hell, you've got more excitement in the past year than most people have in a lifetime. Let's see. One of the wealthiest men in town collapses in the middle of your wedding. Your sister goes to trial for murder, and your wife confesses on the stand to trying to kill you. That trial was something else in its own right. Marilyn Marsden really nailed Larissa on the stand. We were all so shocked when she made the confession.
What did you do with that knife, Miss Davies?
What did you do with that knife, Miss Davies? I lifted it above my head, and I stabbed him with it.
You stabbed your fiancé, Andrew?
Yes. I mean, I thought I had. But when he fell to the floor, I realized it wasn't Andrew at all. It was her thing.
Alex, I think I just remembered something.
That's great. What was it?
It's the trial, and Larissa is on the stand. Keep talking. I think it's coming back to me.
In his suite at the Algonquin, Blake is standing in his doorway talking to Matt, who has just arrived.
Please, let's not do this again.
It's important. If you talk to me now, I promise this is going to be the last time ever.
The last time?
Can I come in?
Okay, but I have to get ready soon for Thanksgiving dinner.
Having Thanksgiving with Marilyn?
Yes, of course. And possibly with Charlie and Terry if I hear back from them. I assume you'll be going to Mac and Raven's?
No, I don't think I'll be getting an invitation from them this year. That's one reason why I'm here.
Matt, I'm sorry you're alone on Thanksgiving, but I don't think this is a good time to rehash our past yet again.
I'm not here to rehash it, Blake.
Then what are you here for?
I think you've noticed that I've become a bit more aggressive recently in my pursuit of you.
I don't know if I would call it aggressive, but this has all kind of come out of the blue for me.
My life has not been as glamorous or as fun as it may have seemed on paper. I mean, I was singing in Europe, and I started to become known there. I loved it, but there was a huge hole in my life, a huge hole in my heart, a place that remained empty because I missed my family and you. And even though I knew my father sent me away, I was angry. I still wanted to be in Erie with my brothers and sisters.
But you never went back.
I couldn't. Part of it was pride. Part of me was afraid to face that kind of rejection again. Do you know what it's like to have your father sell you out like that?
Yeah, I think out of everybody in the world, I probably do.
And then there was you. I was totally in love with you, Blake. Christine was my every fantasy come true. And as I got older, yeah, I was with other men, but I could never quite put you completely out of my mind. I think I was even in love once or twice, but you were there. Sweet boy I fell in love with.
Where's all this going, Matt?
And this year, when I started coming to New York for publicity, and when I thought I saw you at the Oak Room, oh my gosh, those memories came all rushing back. And when I went back to Erie and saw my brothers and sisters and Mom, I knew that my days as Everett Matthews were over. And then it happened.
What happened?
saw your face and I realized that I probably was never going to get over that heartbreak. Over you.
Well, you didn't exactly run into my arms when you came back now, did you?
Of course not. You were so cold to me. And I just about gave it up, but a few weeks ago when I saw you with Marilyn, I realized that it was probably never going to happen. And I tossed and I turned all night, and that night, I made a decision. I was going to go for it, and I was going to try and win you back. And if I failed this time, maybe I would at least have some closure.
And that's what this is, an attempt to get me back?
No, because when I woke up this morning, the reality of it all hit me. You don't care about me. Mac doesn't care about me. Todd wants to, but I'm a stranger to him. My best friend Mandy turned out to be someone I didn't even know. What do I really have in this world, Blake? Nothing. I have nothing. So I've decided that it's time for me to go. I'm leaving New York, and I'm not coming back.
Matt, where will you go?
I don't know. Back to London? Maybe I should become Evan Matthews again. At least pretend to be happy. It's not all I can do right now.
And is that why you came here today, to tell me goodbye?
I came here to tell you that if there's any part of you that has feelings for me, if you feel anything at all, just say it, and I'll stay. But if you don't, then yes. This is goodbye for us.
I'm sorry, Matt.
That's all right. I really didn't expect you to say anything. I just had to give it one last chance. To go. Goodbye, Chris. I'll never forget you.
Matt, wait. Don't go.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Loger production.